Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. In the last days, Satan will dispatch evil angels to attack Israel. That's the headline. In one moment, Dr. Rennie Showers will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I understand that angels were created on the first day of creation, but just briefly, rehearse for us how angels were created.
Well, God obviously is the one that created them to serve Him. The Bible makes it very clear that God created the angels before He created planet Earth. Job chapter 38, He speaks to Job and He indicates that angels were present when God laid the foundation of the earth on day one of creation. They sang God's praises as they saw Him create planet Earth.
And as I understand then, when you look at chapter 1 of Genesis, verse 31, it says that everything God had created was good. Therefore, can we conclude these were all good angels? Evil angels don't come into existence until after that.
You're right. And the way that happened was the most magnificent of all the angelic beings that God created, described in Ezekiel 28, became consumed with pride, thinking he could make himself just like God, the sovereign ruler of the universe. And so this angel, God changed his name to Satan, which means enemy or adversary. He approached other angels to persuade them to join him in his revolt against God. And so there were some of the good angels that made that fateful choice. And once they did, they were locked into being evil angels.
Now we jump that span in history and we come and focus on the time of the tribulation, that 7 years of judgment talked about in the book of Revelation. Would you explain some of the evil angelic activity? Though the good angels are going to play a major role, evil angels will as well.
We know very clearly from Revelation chapter 16, when the next to last judgment of the tribulation is poured out upon planet Earth, that Satan, the Antichrist, the false prophet are going to send evil angels, their demons throughout the world, to persuade the rulers of all the nations of the world to bring their combined military might together to one location. Zechariah chapters 12 through 14 make it very clear that location is the nation of Israel. And that's going to be a major role that evil angels are going to play toward the end of the tribulation.
Dr. Rennie Showers, with the biblical account of the creation of angels, the fall of angels, and the attack on the Jewish people by evil angels in the last days. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
God will allow evil angels to gather all the armies of the world to Jerusalem. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As Dr. Showers revealed to us in my conversation with him, evil angels play a key role in the end of times. They will gather all the armies of the world to Jerusalem in an effort to try to stop the return of Jesus Christ. These evil angels will fail. Jesus will return. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...